I'm Trey here with KGLP, and I'm here with Jeremy of the Southwest Indian Foundation. He's the Project Office Director, and right now there is a group from South Carolina who is putting together a housing, or who is part of a housing project that will be putting up houses in Navajo, New Mexico. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we have a team of about 40 soldiers here from South Carolina. They're a reserve unit, and they're part of our what we call Operation Footprint. And here at Southwest Indian Foundation, we've been for 20 years now, we've been building homes and donating them to families out on the reservation. And the way that we're able to do that is through this program where we have reserve teams come out and build homes throughout the summertime. And then we take those homes and we donate them to families on the reservation. So this particular project is a 10-home project where we will be providing homes for Navajo veteran families through the Navajo Nation Veterans Administration.
This project is going to take a little while. When did you start this particular?
So the 10-home project, we started in April, and it will be a 12-month-long project to develop the 10 homes and get them out onto the family home sites. But like I said, we've been doing this for about 20 years. Over the 20 years, we've built approximately 275 homes. Wow. Off the top of my head, I think that's the number, or close to that. So yeah, in general, we're anywhere between 10 to 14, 15 homes per year. And you know, we have, the way the program works is Southwest Indian Foundation provides the labor. So we have our own crews. I have several crews that go out and do the work, out on the reservation. We have a foundation crew that goes out and builds the foundations. then I have a crew that goes out and finishes the home once the home is taken from the warehouse and placed on site. But I don't have nearly enough manpower to be able to do that many homes in a 12-month period, right? So bringing the military out here makes the whole thing possible. Really.
And so when these houses are taken to the land that they're going to be built on, they're taken in pieces then, right?
Right, yeah. So I like to say that we're building residential homes in a modular style. So it's not a mobile home. It's not a modular home. It's actually a typical residential home. It's just the difference is we start here in the warehouse, and so we move the house out in two pieces. You know, they're not huge homes. They're very simple, as efficient as we can make them. And so what we do, like I said, we send our crews out. They build a foundation on site. We take the home from the warehouse. After it's about 75% complete in the warehouse, then we'll move it out to site, and then we finish it up out there. We put a couple of porches and a little porch roof. We put a little sidewalk around, handicap ramps if that's necessary for the family's needs, and then just do some minor finishing inside the home. So it usually takes us 16 weeks to produce one house.
Okay. That's pretty fast, though.
Yeah.
So you said that this project has been going on for about 20 years now. I don't imagine that you were with it at the beginning, but could you tell us a little bit about how that got started and how the military needed some training for building houses?
Yeah, so we started, I think 1998 was the first year. Yeah, you're right. 1998, I was just graduating high school. So I'm the details on that are a little fuzzy for me. But I think that was the year we started. And from my understanding, we had connections with the U.S. Air Force Academy. And the Air Force Academy had just started this program to give their engineering cadets some practical hands-on experience building something before they went into their design school. So the idea was, if we're going to have engineers designing stuff, we should probably have them understand how something is built first, right?
Yes.
So they started doing this program, but they ran out of stuff to build. And so through our connections with them, they started building homes for us, and we started shipping them down here and placing them with working with local chapter houses, and they would identify families that were in need, and we would take those little houses that the Air Force Academy built and then place them on the home site of the family that was in need, right? So that system sort of grew into what we do now. So we started partnering with Navajo Housing Authority, I want to say in 2000 or 2002, and we figured, well, if the Air Force Academy can build those up there, why couldn't we do that here and expand the program? Because, you know, there's a huge housing need, obviously, on the reservation. So that's kind of where it started, and then it grew into what we currently have. So we've been working here out of this warehouse since at least 2002. So, you know, 16 years we've been doing it, this program, and it's, you know, in its fullest form. Did I mention so this project is actually a little bit different for us because we're still working with Navajo Housing Authority. Their funding has been reduced, and so our funding obviously has been reduced. And so in order to keep up, you know, what we wanted to do was protect this relationship that we have with the military so we can keep the project going. And in order to keep enough work for them, what we were able to do is, it turns out the Navajo Nation Veterans Administration needed some homes built. And so we put in with them, and they chose us to do the project, thankfully. And so we're going to be building 10 homes for Navajo veterans through Navajo Veterans Administration. So that's a little bit different for us, but the overall scope is, you know, it's just, we're just doing every day what we normally do every day. it's just our clientele is a little bit different this time around. But we're really glad to do that. We know that there's, you know, for years and years, there's been a push to provide decent housing for veterans on the reservation. You know, Navajo veterans have been trying to get decent housing for a long time. And so we're really pleased to be able to be a part of that solution.
Definitely. Yeah. That's a really great service to provide. So right now you're working on houses that are going to be sent to Navajo. And I imagine that you're going to continue this next year and the year after.
That's the idea. Yeah, that's the hope. Yeah.
Do you know where you guys will be next year or the year after that? Or
so in general, so we're not just sending homes to Navajo, New Mexico. We're actually the 10 homes are going to be all throughout the Navajo Nation. So
awesome.
we've got one going to Tohajali. Most of them are sort of closer to Gallup. We typically don't go much farther than 60 miles with our own crews, mm-hmm. Just because of logistics. But over the last several years, we have, you know, like Tohajali is quite a ways.
Yes.
So what we'll do there is we'll just contract with a contractor to either build the home on site or take one of our homes out there and you know, do the finished work on site. So we've gained that capability so that we can go, and you know, we're trying to expand so we can wherever families need homes, we want to say we can get there, you know.
That's great.
So, yeah, we've really tried to you know, because it's not just within 60 miles that families need homes, you know. So
yeah.
We're trying to do that.
That's true.
Expand. Yeah.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time today. Is there anything else you wanted to say for any listeners?
I'm happy to have the opportunity to talk about what we do. I know a lot of people kind of see us around town and they kind of wonder, well, what's going on out there? What does the Southwest Indian Foundation do? So I know we don't do a lot of local publicity about actually what we do. So it's great to have the opportunity just to let people know, hey, we've been here for 20 years and we're providing, you're doing our best to provide homes for families who need homes.
All right. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you again for sitting down with me a second time and doing this interview. Thank you very much,
Jeremy. My pleasure. Thanks, Trey.